Hello, everyone. Welcome back to our fifth episode of Unpacking Your Ish, where we unpack our own issues so that we can give ourselves and everyone else a vacation by not putting our stuff on other people. I'm your host, Maurice, and I really want to thank everyone for listening to last week's episode about fear. You know, we have to remember that that's an emotional response. You know, our body can sometimes trick us and have us react in fear to things that are not harmful. So we really have to manage it and be aware of it. And so this week we are talking about arguing, and I hope that you enjoy this episode. Hello. So our unpacking inspiration this week, I just want to shout out so many great people. I don't know everyone's names, but I will put them on social media when I shout out. But I went to this amazing conference the other week at SNL Lounge, and I was so touched because I was talking about mental health issues in minority communities and how we just need to fight the stigma behind it. And there were great stories from people that had gone through mental health battles, and there are professionals there providing advice and talking about how we could address these issues to make ourselves healthier. And I was just so touched and uplifted and felt like I could, you know, go forward and conquer the world afterwards. So I really want to give a shout out to everyone there. Thick Roots Podcast, Love and Vita, Shay J, Heartwarming Network, I Am Roderick, SNL Lounge, Rabbit Food. I'm going to shout everyone out in my social media. You should be following these people because they are very uplifting. And we, as people of color, we definitely need to start destigmatizing, you know, mental health and going into, you know, to see a therapist, psychologist, what have you, because it's necessary. We need to think about our brain and our emotional health, our mental and emotional health, just like we would our physical health. If we're sick, you know, for a week or so, we're gonna go see a doctor. And you know when you're not really your best mental self. So look into, a lot of employers offer, you know, matching funds or free visits per year or what have you. So look into those services for yourselves and for your kids so that we can, you know, better our emotional health, because we at Unpacking Your Ish, we definitely believe that. And the other person I want to shout out is my friend Cathay Dawkins, and he is just amazing here in Charlotte. He has started the Black Business Owners of Charlotte, and just an artist, an entrepreneur, and I am just amazed at him as a person. So I want to shout him out because I really appreciate him, and you should be following him as well and participating in Black Business Owners of Charlotte. We have some great things coming up. Get involved. We've got Black Restaurant Week coming up in October, so definitely do that. Okay, so with that being said, we're gonna get into the podcast. So, arguing, we all do it, and this podcast came about because I was really thinking about, I've had several different disagreements lately that have, some I have initiated, and, you know, just looking at my life in a certain way, and decided that, okay, I'm going to stand up for myself and I'm going to set some boundaries. And I was wondering, okay, why now? Why am I having, you know, these arguments and, you know, people misunderstanding me, or in a way where I'm not communicating well, you know, from my perspective, or people are taking my words and coming at them in a different way. So I'm like, why is this happening? And that's one, and I will tell you, that's one strategy that I use when reflecting on my life and I'm having conflicts with people or just, you know, issues. I start to look and think about, okay, what's going on? And, you know, are there threads and themes that I can learn from these things to kind of move forward? So I went to good old Google. And one article that really stuck out to me was this Business Insider article. And it came up, it said, 6 unexpected psychological reasons people get into fights. And I'm not going to, you know, read everything in the article. I definitely suggest that you look into it. If you have any interest, I will put a link in when I am putting out the podcast link. But what spoke to me, there were several things that spoke to me. And so I'm just going to list through the things that they have here. One was, you or someone you know have lots of power, but not much respect. And that really, it explained every workplace I've ever been in. Because you get into, you know, especially even with your bosses, like your manager, your top manager that you deal with, your direct manager, a lot of times you get in those issues because they feel like they have power, but then they don't have a lot of respect. And you know, you're like, why are you even getting at me? You know, why are we having this issue? This is not that important, but you know, it's that power dynamic because they feel powerless. And then number two, very simple, you or your partner are not getting enough sleep. I would put food in there. You're hungry. You know, we get hangry. but arguments that come because we are not physically taking care of our bodies correctly. And that's definitely a common occurrence in our lives. Then another one, this was really interesting. It says, you're rational to a fault. And I'm going to read this one because I felt like this definitely explains some issues that I've had in arguments and speaking for myself as well. What do people say when they're arguing with someone who just can't seem to compromise? Be reasonable, be rational. But it turns out too much rationality can actually make us more likely to argue with one another, not less. Research suggests that humans are actually at their most reasonable when they're arguing, picking positions that are easier to defend from criticism and thinking over each choice and word more carefully. But that same reasonableness makes it hard for people to actually compromise or see one another's points. They use all their mental resources trying to overcome another person's argument and none on examining it or seeing its value. Our minds seem to deploy reason as a weapon and a way of defeating another person, and it can blind us to the truth. And that to me was very eye-opening. And it kind of went back to, you know, our first podcast about, you know, seeing yourself as an antagonist, that it's so important when you're arguing with someone and you have a conflict to put your ego aside, to really let go and try to put yourself in their shoes and hear their point of view. I think a lot of times we try to get into this place of being right or wrong instead of perspective. And, you know, I saw this quote recently and it was talking about that every person that meets you has a different you. And that's really true, that people have a different perception of you. And we have to realize that when we're coming to arguments and in disagreements with someone, they're bringing their life experience, their lens that is totally different from ours. And if we simply sit up and we try to understand the argument from our own lens, we're never going to get to a resolution. We have to get out of ourselves, trying to move positions and bend a lot of times and be flexible to try to understand what that person is saying. This doesn't mean that, you know, we allow people to mistreat us or, you know, because some people will try to take advantage of us, but it does mean that if there's someone that you care about and you have a good relationship with, that you put forth the effort to try to understand them. And value where they're coming from. Because I think positive intent is really important in arguments. And that's what this kind of gets to, is that we're just trying to win the argument instead of, wait, hey, I want to understand. Seek first to understand and then to be understood. That's one of the things I'm trying to get better at. But that really spoke to me in this one. Number four, you're self-involved. Another thing, like, yes, because I'm a narcissist. I will definitely admit that on a scale. We all can be narcissistic and self-indulgent. And me being an only child, I can as well. But what it said was really talking about, it says researchers, and this, I'm just going to read this one point that really stuck out to me. It says the researchers used the number of times the students said we as a measure of the degree to which the students thought of themselves and their parents as one unit versus two separate units. Students who use the word we more often were more likely to feel better and have higher levels of well-being after a conflict than students who were more self-involved. So I think, again, when we're communicating with someone and we get into the I and you instead of we is a more constructive and more connected word. And so that if you want to keep a relationship with one, with another person, trying to get to that connectivity and remembering that the goal is to be connected to this person. We want this relationship to last and to be sustainable. So you really want to think about the we. That's constructive. And so that was great feedback for me. The last two, I'm going to finish up in the second part. So part two, number five, you're not kind enough to yourself. And now this one, as I reflect on my past, is something that I definitely would say that I've done. I've always, because one scripture that has always spoken to me was in John, and it says that no greater love does a man show than laying down his life for his friend, and then also loving thy neighbor as thyself. So those scriptures have always informed how I considered friendship. And friendship was, hey, you put the other person's needs over yours at times, you know? So this self-compassion of, I need to think about what's best for me, that's something as of right now in my life, I'm trying to do better at, and recognizing that I need to listen to my heart. I need to do what feels right for me, even if that puts me in conflict with someone else. And, you know, and that has led to some arguments. For example, one person that I recently, they decided they didn't want to communicate with me any longer, based off of an argument. But their birthday came up. It was actually, I think, Friday of this week. And when, you know, I noticed it, because this is a pretty recent thing, and I was like, I want to call them because I do care. And I'm not going to acknowledge that I don't care. And I think too often, you know, we get in these ideas. The world tells us that, you know, we should just cut off our emotions and not acknowledge how we feel about certain people, move on, you know, cutting people out of your life. And that is, and I'm not going to say that there's not a place for that, but if you genuinely feel connected to someone and you care about them, and something like that, a moment like that comes up, especially recently, you know, if it's new, then do what is in your heart that makes you feel good. You know, I'm totally fine without this person being in my life. You know, it was a decision that they made, so I honor that. I feel good. But the more we ignore our own feelings and our own, you know, our own happiness and peace, the harder it is to heal. So I'm gonna say, yes, it's great to, you don't want to be obsessed, and you need to be aware of your true motivations. Definitely check yourself in all of these things. But if you feel a certain way, you had a long relationship with someone and you think about them and you want to send them a prayer. I definitely pray a lot for people and try to send positive vibes, or send a letter or something. Do that. Do what's in your spirit, because you never know. To me, as long as you and the other person are alive, there's always an opportunity for reconciliation, And so definitely with some time and some space, who knows if that person, if you've changed and, you all could actually reapproach. So that's just how I look at relationships. We should always be open to listening to ourselves and the fact that, hey, people can change and we can forgive and come to a resolution later in the future. Okay. So you're not kind enough to yourself. And then the last one really speaks to me. You're not authentic. And fights happen. I'm going to read this one again. Fights happen even if you were to take steps to change the way you go about your life so that you're perfectly in tune with your needs and the needs of others around you. You're going to run into people who don't take those steps. And sometimes you're going to have to stand your ground. And that's the reality. When you are trying to be yourself, when you're trying to work on your own self, you're going to come into conflict with people that are not doing that. And so, again, recognizing you're going to be the antagonist in someone's story, and that's going to cause you to come into conflict. So just be prepared for it. There are going to be people that are going to be out of your life. They're not going to want to stay in your life because you are shining your light and you're trying to be your best self. And that's going to bring you in a conflict. And so if you're trying to be your best self and it's bringing you in conflict with someone, hey, tough. Keep it moving. But always do it in love. What I try to make sure that I do with everyone in my life, I love everyone. There's not a person that I don't believe I could be a friend with or be around. I try to find the good in all people. However, I do set boundaries of the things that I need. Moving forward, these are the things that I need. I expect reciprocation for what I give out. I expect, to be nurtured and to be talked to in a thoughtful and respectful way. And if you cannot do that, then you may need to remove yourself from my life. I'm not one to, tell people to get out, but I will set boundaries and I will ignore behavior until it's changed. Teacher Falls will come out. Mr. Falls, like, I'm ignoring your behavior until you change it. Get it straight. We'll have a conversation. But you can't do that to me. You're not treating me any kind of way. So I hope that's really my perspective on arguing. I would suggest that you look at this article yourself, but and that this episode has been really helpful. So we've reached the end of our episode, Unpacking Arguing, and I hope that something I've said has been enlightening. I appreciate you listening all the way through. And please follow me on Instagram or Twitter and give me some feedback. And I would love for this to be a conversation where I'm moving people forward and, it's back and forth, because I don't know everything. And I am looking to learn and continuing to grow as a person. So I'd love to have more audience interaction. I hope, again, this has been a great episode, and you all have a great week.